Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. And this is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 139 days till the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. What is the biggest story for Joe Biden? The biggest story is nobody thinks he's going to make it till November. Everybody now believes he's going to be replaced. And you have Washington Post columnists writing reasons why Hillary Clinton, oh my gosh, why political herpes Hillary Clinton needs to be on the ticket. That's how bad it is for Joe. When the top story is how you're going to be replaced, you know things aren't going well. Now they continue with this whole deep fake, cheap fake narrative. And then of course it's the Democrats that are getting caught faking videos, cheap faking, deep faking videos. Yesterday it was claiming Trump needed help getting off a stage when it was just one single shot of him shaking somebody's hand while he's walking off the stage. And they deceptively take a screenshot of the handshake and say, see, Trump needs help off the stage. And we covered that yesterday. Well, today they're taking deceptive images and angles from Trump's rally in Wisconsin and saying, oh my gosh, look, nobody turned out. There's nobody here. And then of course, if you flip the camera around, you see it's another massive crowd, but Trump is on a body of water. And so people can't stand on water. And so, therefore, you couldn't have a bunch of people behind him because there was a body of water. And so they take that image of the bleachers behind him and then nothing but water, and they say, wow, nobody's showing up to Trump rallies, which even that image right there would be the biggest Biden rally you'd ever seen. But if you flip the camera around, then you see the massive crowd. So we'll expose the Democrat deepfakes. And then I guess you could say what they've done to Roger Stone is a deep fake, or they've done it before to Roger Stone, manipulating audio to deceive people. But now Stone has been caught up in the undercurrent, but it's the same story. Everything Stone says in this illegal audio taping is what he says on the show. He just talks about Trump's legal strategy and the path to victory. And it's just like, oh, I recorded Roger Stone secretly. I'm going to publish it. And then it's just the exact same stuff he says on air. So he's going to join us on air and discuss the exact same things that he says in the video. Trump's legal strategy, Trump's path to victory. There's no gotcha here. It's just, oh, I recorded Roger Stone. I'm going to publish it. Well, congratulations. There's nothing there. It's a nothing burger, as he calls it. We also have some highlights from the Trump rally. We'll play some of those. We'll show you the Democrat deepfakes. You can even go side by side. Joe Biden can't get into a vehicle now. That's how bad it is. Joe Biden struggles to get in a vehicle. So he's doing well. I'm sure it's just a deep fake. There's also big geopolitical news dealing with Russia, North Korea, Israel, Argentina's President Milei, El Salvador. We're going to bring all that for you. Elon Musk claims he's had multiple attempts on his life from homicidal maniacs, as he calls it, probably leftists, fair to assume. Total cringe happening at the White House for Gay Pride Month. They have a bunch of cross-dressers parading around. And then there's this weird thing happening where they're telling you that 95 degrees is extreme heat wave. Isn't that just typical summer weather? Am I missing something here, guys? I'm sorry, it's been 95 degrees my entire life. What am I missing here?
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Darkness of censorship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
The biggest story that the Biden campaign is facing is, will Joe Biden make it to the election, or who is going to be the real Democrat nominee, because nobody thinks it's going to be Joe Biden. Now, when that is the top story revolving around your campaign, you've got problems. And obviously there's a lot of stories in the mix here. The wide open border, the economy, the Biden crime family. Yeah, you've got all those. But the big stories, the real stories that you're facing right now, Biden in severe physical and mental decline, which is leading people to the conclusion that he's not going to be the nominee. These are the big stories. These are the big talking points. This is what is really making up political commentary right now. And so when those are the stories you're facing, when that's what you're dealing with, you're in big trouble. And of course, Biden is in big trouble, potentially legally, but politically. And now the average political commentator doesn't think Joe Biden makes it to the finish line. Now, I'm going to talk about this with Roger Stone in the second hour, but we're going to dive deeper into this. And I suppose we'll just go ahead and look at the potentials right now out of the gates. So considering your biggest issue is that nobody thinks you're going to be the nominee and everybody can witness your severe physical and mental decline. Forget about the propaganda media and the White House saying deep fake, cheap fake. Just forget about all that. It's irrelevant. Nobody buys it. So it doesn't matter. What matters is nobody believes you can even make it. So the Democrats have four options. I see four potential scenarios right now that the Democrats have to be realistic and weigh. One, you run Joe Biden and you effort the biggest cheat, the biggest steal in the history of United States elections in order to beat Trump. That's option one. Option two, you run Joe Biden and you just basically accept defeat. You accept defeat. You say, let's just get Trump out of the way. Too big, too popular for us to beat. And we'll regroup in 2028. They won't have a candidate as strong as Trump. So we'll just run Biden. We'll lose to Trump. And we'll just say it was a bad candidate. You know, Biden was a failure. And they'll just blame Biden on the loss. And then they can also kind of get Kamala out of the way too, kind of blame it on her. So you kind of get her out of the way and you blame it all on Biden and you regroup for 2028. So you run Biden, you lose to Trump, and you just say that that's just it. So that's option number two. Option number three. And this is now I think the next two options are what people think are the more likely scenarios. Option number three, you replace Biden. you can speculate as to who. It doesn't matter. You replace Biden and you just deal with the damage. You just try to mitigate the damage of replacing your candidate, the current president, with 139 days or whatever it is, close to 100 days till the election, and you try to mitigate the damage, but you replace Biden. You figure you've got to do it. He's a disaster. Whether it's by hook or by crook or maybe natural causes, whatever, you're not running Biden. So that's option number three. Option number four, and this seems to be getting a lot of attention, this potential now too. Option number four, there is no election. You cancel the election. Whether it's because of a war situation, a cyber attack, maybe they do another pandemic. It doesn't matter. Again, speculate upon what you think leads to the cancellation. That's option number four. You just cancel the election. Absolutely, that is a realistic scenario. We are in the season for that. Hell, that's what they're doing in Ukraine, and that's what we're funding and supporting in Ukraine, so why not bring it on home? So there's your four options for the Democrats. Run Biden and cheat to win. Run Biden and just accept defeat and regroup for 2028. Replace Biden and try to mitigate the damage with little days remaining till the election and no time to really campaign somebody, or just cancel the elections. Those are the four scenarios that the Democrats are weighing. I really don't see any other situation. I really don't see it going any other way. I think that those are the four potentials that we have on the table. But again, that was a story from yesterday. We covered it. It's still big in the news today. There's more in the Washington Post today. They're talking about Hillary Clinton. So when the top story involving your candidate is who are you going to replace him with, you're in big trouble. You're in big trouble. So they can deal with the policy issues and they can say greatest economy ever, securest border ever, whatever. They can even deal with the videos of Biden not able to walk, not able to talk, maybe pooping himself, you know, coming out of the White House and saying my butt's been wiped. So they can actually deal with all that. But when the conversation is who's going to be the nominee because nobody thinks it's going to be Joe Biden, now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble. And there's nothing you can do about that. Because you can come out and say, oh, it's going to be Biden all day long, and nobody believes you, which just shows how weak of a candidate he is. Now, I want to get more into this potential replacement with Roger Stone. I want to get into them, the Democrats, apparently behind the scenes plotting the removal of Biden. I want to talk about the Washington Post story talking about Hillary Clinton getting into the mix. Not to mention the recording of the secret recording of Roger Stone in a fake gotcha moment. So we're going to get more into that with Roger Stone. But okay, so those are the four options. Let's look at what's happened recently. They're still pushing. They're trying to reverse this reality here, and they're trying to say that it's Trump that can't walk, it's Trump that can't talk. There's multiple videos of Biden waving into the abyss. And it's a different situation with Trump, but they're trying to say it's Trump. But with Biden, we have the shot where he's like looking backstage and nobody's there and he's just waving at nobody. Or he's on an airport tarmac and he just kind of turns around and starts waving at nobody. And you can see there's nobody there. It's happened on stage. It's happened on a tarmac. It's happened at the White House. So it's not like you're speculating, oh, maybe Biden's waving at somebody. We can't see them. No, you can see the whole perspective and see that he's waving at nobody. So they're trying to say it's Donald Trump. This is from Newsweek, fake Newsweek. Donald Trump accused of repeatedly waving to nobody. They have no videos of this, of course. They have an image. They have an image. And here's what's even more funny about this. They have an image that they share with this story, and it's Trump waving, and he's looking right at the camera. So Trump's waving at nobody. Oh, I don't know, maybe he's waving for the cameras. He's literally looking right at the camera and waving. Not like Joe Biden, who turns around and then looks at an empty tarmac and waves. He's looking right at the camera and he waves. And they say, oh, he's waving at nobody. Oh, you're right. Just the 100 cameras that are there taking his picture. Waving at nobody. So they're saying it's Trump that's waving at nobody. It's Biden that's waving at nobody. But that's your Newsweek. That's your fake Newsweek headline today. Today, that Trump is waving at nobody. Yeah. Yep. And I don't know if they have the story, guys. If you scroll down, they should have the image in the story where they have the picture that they're claiming he's waving at nobody, and he's literally pointing and waving at the cameras. And he's staring directly at the cameras, waving at the cameras. White House combats cheap fake videos targeting Biden's fitness. Also a headline from today. So there he is. There's Trump waving at the cameras, waving at the media. Here's Biden waving at an empty stage behind him. And you can see there's nobody there. It's a stage. He turns around and he points at a wall and waves at a wall. And so think about the damage control going on in the White House here. Every time Biden makes a public appearance, can't walk, can't talk. Okay, we get it. They're having to have meetings and think tank ways of how to deal with this. Getting seen millions of times. That Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time. So they just say, hey, let's just say the videos are fake. What else do we have? What other options do we have? To admit Joe Biden is physically and mentally declining right in front of everybody's eyes? Or let's just say the videos are fake. So they go with the videos are fake. And that's what they're trying to sell you. Completely unedited, undoctored videos. Every time Biden has a public appearance, it's the same thing. But it's just fake. So if you're at a Biden speech and he starts saying, you know the thing, that's just fake. If you're at a Biden event and he finishes talking and he does the point that way and then he looks confused and he does the point that way, that's just fake. That's not real. You're not actually witnessing that. That's their sell. That's what they're selling you. It's not real. What other choice do they have? Admit Biden's clear deterioration or just tell you it doesn't exist? They go with it doesn't exist. Now, we got some highlights from the Trump rally, but let's do a compare and contrast. This is amazing. And then we'll show you the Democrat deepfakes. Here's Trump. I believe it's clip one here, guys. Is that the one where he's getting into the vehicle off of Trump Force One? So go ahead and put Trump Force One. He gets out. He uses the big boy stairs. Okay. Trump's using the big boy stairs, the man stairs, the full three stories, big, huge, big boy steps. So, okay. Trump uses the big boy steps. Doesn't need any help. Doesn't need anybody guiding him to the vehicle. He's all by himself. And then let's see, okay, successfully enters the vehicle. Even gives a little bit of a look before he goes in. Okay. So there's Trump using the big boy stairs and then walking himself to the vehicle and getting in without a problem. So, okay, then you have Biden. He has to use the mini-man stairs. He has to use the special stairs. He has to use the para stairs. And then he has to have a bunch of handlers help him as he walks to the vehicle. And folks, he can't even lift up his leg to get into the car in clip seven. Go ahead. Give us clip seven. So after using the mini stairs, here's Joe Biden with his little entourage helping guiding him to the car. He needs help. Can't do it alone. And now notice how he struggles to even get in the car. He can't even lift his leg up to get into the car. struggling. I mean, the video didn't even complete it. How long does it take him? He's not even in the car yet. So, let's see how long it takes him to get in the car. We'll count it when he lifts up his left leg. Go ahead. Let's see how long this takes him. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, and the video stops. So about 10 seconds. So it's about 10. Look, notice the Secret Service there thinks, he's like, am I going to have to lift him up? Do you guys notice that? So the Secret Service gets there, protecting him, guiding him to the car. And then after 5 seconds of Biden struggling to even get in, you're going to notice he kind of moves in thinking, am I going to have to lift him up? Am I going to have to lift him into the car now? It's about to happen. Watch. So now he's like, okay, do I need to lift him up here? So there you go. Oh, but that's probably a cheap fake deep fake. That's probably not real. That's what Karine Jean-Pierre would tell you. It's not real. Don't believe your own lying eyes. Don't believe every single video of Biden in public. He's stumbling, bumbling around. None of it's real. It's all fake. It's just fake. Oh, it's fake? Oh. Gee, I'm real concerned about Joe Biden. He looks like he's really deteriorating fast. He's having some cognitive problems and some physical problems. I'm really concerned about Joe. Then the White House says, no, none of that's real. There's nothing to be concerned about. Oh, thank goodness. Oh my gosh. Oh, thank goodness. Because I was getting real concerned. I mean, he keeps falling over. He keeps fumbling and bumbling around and slurring his words. I was getting real concerned, but you told me the videos are fake. So, I'm so relieved. Oh, I can sleep comfortably now knowing that the president of the United States is not some fumbling, bumbling fool who doesn't even know where he is anymore. Oh my goodness. Oh, what a relief. So here's the latest Democrat deepfake. This is Democrat propagandist Mike Singleton, and I'm using him as an example. This is what they were all doing. They all got their orders from the Biden regime. So the Biden regime sends out its orders to all of its propaganda agents and says, hey, here's a picture from the Trump rally. We want you to post this. We want you to cover this and say, wow, look at how small Trump's rally is. And so they take an image where Trump is on a body of water in Racine, Wisconsin. He's on the lake and his back is facing the lake. And so they set up some bleachers behind him, but that's really all that they can put behind him because there's a body of water behind him. So they take that shot of the bleachers with nobody else behind him because there's a lake behind him and people can't stand on water. And they say, Trump's not drawing large crowds. Trump has tiny rally in Racine. And so this is the deep fake that they're putting out. Now, here's the irony. Here's the irony. The image, go back to the deep fake image first, guys. Go back to the Democrat deep fake first. The image that they've put out here, claiming that it's a small rally turnout for Trump, this pictured in this right here, would be the largest Biden rally to date. So to say that that's a small rally turnout for Trump, well then what is a Biden rally? If that's a small turnout, then Biden has no turnout in comparison. But that's their deceptive angle. You flip the cameras around, and then, guys, go ahead and show the other image. There it is right there. So that's the deep fake, the Democrat deep fake, a deceptive angle making it look like a smaller rally. But you flip the camera around, and you see it's another absolutely massive rally. And they deceptively deep fake you because that's what they do. So it's the Democrats that do the deep fakes, and then they say that you're doing the deep fakes. So, you're talking about thousands, maybe 10,000 people or so, maybe more. They couldn't even get them all in. There were so many people trying to get in, they couldn't even get them all in. and they take a deceptive image and they say small rally turnout for Trump. It's not even 5% of the crowd. And even that 5% of the crowd would be bigger than any rally Biden's ever had. So let's just go ahead here, guys. Go ahead and we'll just show the entirety. You can't even see all the people. You can't even see all the people in the rally. There's so many more than the eye can see. So huge crowd, high energy, massive crowd. And they deep fake you and they say, oh, look, no one's there. Well, it's because he's in front of a lake. And these are open rallies to the public, by the way. Biden can't do that. Biden has closed rallies. So there you go. Here's another image. We'll just put it to rest here. Democrats lying to you. It really is paranormal, though. It really is paranormal, and they want you to believe it. How dumb do they think you are? Or do they really think they have full control over your mind, over your consciousness? No, Biden's not struggling. Biden isn't in mental decline. Biden isn't waving into the abyss. Biden isn't falling over steps and graduation stages. Biden doesn't get confused on how to exit a stage. We don't have to give Biden a wireless microphone because he gets confused at the podium. No. Those are deep fakes. All those videos of Biden slurring and blurring and fumbling his words, making up words, gibbering in the White House, shouting at the press gibberish and then cackling around. None of that's real. All of those are fake. Rest easy, America. The President of the United States is doing fine. Sure, we might be trying to remove him behind the scenes because this whole thing is a disaster, but he's great. He's doing fine. I mean, imagine that too. They're plotting behind the scenes how to get rid of the guy because he's such a disaster, but they're telling you how great he is. They're telling you how great he is. And then there's Donald Trump, who does hours plus of a rally, sometimes teleprompter free, goes off teleprompter, massive crowds, massive energy, huge noise, does 10 interviews a week probably, not to mention dealing with the legal stuff. And it's still fully coherent, fully energized. He can use the big boy steps to get on his airplane, unlike Biden. And then they say, it's Trump. He's the one. He doesn't know where he is. He's in cognitive decline. He's waving into the abyss. He has small rally size. So we really have entered this realm, and it's always been this way, but it's more obvious than ever. Everything the Democrats tell you, whether it's from the White House, whether it's from Congress, whether it's from their propaganda agents in the media, everything they tell you, the opposite is true. But you've never seen, this is truly paranormal to tell you that unedited videos are fake, and then they fake images and videos and tell you that they're real. What is wrong with these people? Liberalism is a mental disorder. The American left has broken with reality. They're gone.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at bams.video.
Some clips now from the rally yesterday. Trump was really going hard on Biden. Here he talks about deep fake Biden. It's real, but you know, he's deep fake Biden now. Of course, the whole thing is a deep fake. Who knows? He might be a deep fake himself. Here's Trump talking about Biden's significant decline in clip two.
Joe Biden is humiliating our country on the world stage. He's actually humiliating us. You saw what happened this weekend. It's turning the United States into a total joke all over the world. First, he wandered off the G7 in Europe. The stage, he looked like he didn't know where the hell he was, but he didn't know where he was. He's blaming it now on AI. He's saying he doesn't know what AI is, but that's okay. Now they're saying the media is manipulating. Oh, he's saying the media is manipulating. Now, on that one, I have to stick up for the media, I have to tell you. He said the media is manipulating the pictures of him constantly not knowing where the hell he is. They're doing just the opposite. They're making him look better. At the G7 in Europe, and he had to be rescued by other world leaders. They had to pull him back. Then he bizarrely put his face on the Pope's forehead. What was that all about? That was weird. Vivek is here. That was weird, Vivek. I don't know. Did you see the Pope? The Pope is like, what's happening? The Pope didn't really know what was happening. He said, this is strange. Then he froze during the celebration on the White House lawn. Then Barack Hussein Obama had to grab his hand and lead him off the stage as though he were a child. I have to tell you, Obama could have handled that differently.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the moment, folks. I think that Obama having to grab him by the wrist and yank him off the stage and kind of, you know, huddle him and escort him out. That was kind of the moment. And you could say Obama did it intentionally. I think that it's really just Obama's arrogance that probably came up. I don't know if he consciously thought to himself, because it's not like you plan these things. Maybe they plan for it. But I don't think Obama consciously thought to himself, okay, now's my opportunity to embarrass Joe Biden and remind everybody that I'm the big long-legged Mac Daddy. I'm Barack Obama. I'm the man. And this poor sucker Biden over here can't even walk off a stage. I'm the guy. I don't think he was consciously thinking that, but I think subconsciously he was like, oh, I can embarrass Joe and grab him by the wrist and show everybody who's really still the boss, because he's just that arrogant. And they've just turned him into this cult of personality. Because, yeah, grabbing him by the wrist and then doing the huddles and the pats on the back, like he's in, I mean, it's total body language of control, folks. He's the one in control. So was it conscious? Was it not? I don't know. But that was kind of the moment, wasn't it? What I think that was kind of the final moment where everybody is like, okay, Biden just can't hack it, man. That was as embarrassing as it gets. So did Obama do it intentionally? Does Obama really hate Biden behind the scenes? I don't know. Trump went on to talk about Crooked Joe in clip 4.
Under Crooked Joe Biden, the world is in flames. Our border is overrun. Inflation is raging. Europe is in total chaos. The Middle East is exploding. Iran is emboldened. China is on the march. And the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in history is going to drag us into World War III. Other than that, he's doing quite a good job, don't you think?
Yeah, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? He then mentions, and he said this multiple times, a new policy when it comes to funding public schools, not if they have vaccines or mask mandates. Clip 3.
And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
That's good. Now, very popular. Now, you know, there's a bit of an ironic twist here. The New York Democrats are considering banning masks. This is truly so crazy. Nothing to do with COVID or a health decision, but because the anti-Israel protesters that wear their freshly purchased Palestine scarves are wearing them on subways and out in public harassing people. And so now they're talking about banning masks because the anti-Israel leftists are wearing them while they harass people on subways and in the public. You can't make this stuff up. So it's the left that brought in the mask mandates to fake all the fear over a virus that goes through a mask. But now they're banning masks because their own people are protesting and harassing people in public and wearing the Amazon Palestine scarf that they just got freshly in the mail when they do it. So that's kind of funny. All right, final clip from the Trump rally here, and you watch Vivek stand up. He really liked this part. He stood up and applauded for this in clip five.
Now, who can believe that they would do this to a country? Now, Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. Now, we're going to watch. Is anybody going to watch the debate?
Vivek, he's ready for the debate.
He's going to be so pumped up. He's going to be pumped up. You know all that stuff that was missing about a month ago from the White House? What happened? Who left it? Somebody left.
Is Trump again makes a reference that is Joe Biden on cocaine? I don't know. What do you think they pump Joe Biden on before he goes on stage? It ain't working. Or maybe they figure they can't really do it all the time, so they can only do it for the big moments, and that's why these moments of deterioration are getting so bad. We are 8 days away from the debate on CNN, ladies and gentlemen. And Biden is worse for the wear than he's ever been. So, and maybe that's the final moment and they decide to pull the plug on Biden politically. I don't know. 8 days away. By the way, this was in the news today. I never thought RFK Jr. would make the stage, but it looks like it's about to be official. RFK Jr. appears unlikely to make CNN debate stage. Well, there wouldn't be a debate. Biden would drop out of the debate if RFK Jr. was on it. And the truth is, RFK Jr. probably offers more of a direct threat to Trump in the debate with what happened in 2020 with the vaccines and the pandemic and everything and the lockdowns. But when it comes to votes, he definitely hurts Biden more. And I have no doubt about that. I disagree with anybody, including I think Roger Stone is coming on soon. I don't think Trump loses votes to RFK Jr. Not nearly as many as Biden. There are lots of Democrats and liberals that are sick of Joe Biden that will definitely support RFK Jr., but they might not even know he's running. But if he was on the debate stage and they heard some of his policies that are more inclined to the left-wing mind and ideology, then they would definitely vote RFK. So anybody that thinks RFK Jr. is a bigger threat as far as votes are concerned to Trump than to Biden, I just severely disagree with. And that's why Joe Biden doesn't want RFK Jr. on the stage. So they're kind of like pretending like, oh yeah, well, maybe we'll let him on the stage. Well, the Biden campaign won't show up. Biden will not show up if RFK Jr. is on the stage because it hurts him politically with Democrat voters that don't like Biden. Plus, there's the issue of Joe Biden getting confused because he would probably have to be in the middle of the two. And can you imagine how confused Joe Biden might be if there's somebody to his left talking and somebody to his right talking at the same time? That'd be it. He'd go into full brain malfunction shutdown. And they can't have that potential either. So there will not be any RFK Jr. on the debate stage.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We'll take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
American feels at least 10 years older than they actually are. And it talks about how people are unhealthy and not feeling healthy and having all kinds of problems. And, you know, this is to blame on the unhealthy diets and habits people have, what they consume, not just what they eat and drink, but what they consume, what they watch, what they listen to. It's all very unhealthy stuff. So you need to really have an actively healthy lifestyle. It's very important. And you'll just feel much better. Nobody regrets being healthy. Nobody regrets taking the time to be healthier and maintain physical and mental health. Now, one of the advantages I believe I have in this field is I take supplements from InfoWarsStore.com at a neurotic level, probably about 20 pills a day, I would say. Sometimes maybe even more, actually. And so that's just kind of one way to hack the system. And supplements has been a major breakthrough in health science, really. And so that's why we sell high quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, just talk about cardiovascular health. Two great products on sale right now, Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete. I, for one, prefer VasoBeat Complete because it's a liquid tincture. I can just put it into a drink and drink it down, whereas Nitric Boost is the capsuled version. Virtually the same effect for your cardiovascular health, very positive. It's just, as I said, I'm already taking 20-plus pills a day, so adding two more to the mix, I just prefer the liquid tincture of VasoBeat Complete. Both of those cardiovascular health products are 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's DNA Force Plus. Talk about cellular energy. Talk about telomere support. Nothing else like it on the market. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Two in the morning, two at night for me. When it comes to hosting a three-hour show, I need all the energy and mental focus and clarity and energy I can get. So that's why I go to Brain Force Plus and or Brain Force Ultra every day before I go on air. Also with a scoop of Turbo Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes a three-hour talk show possible for me. So these are just some of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Summer Kickoff Sale is live right now with 40% off many top-selling, top-rated products. We hope you take advantage for your own health, but it also supports the InfoWar that makes this show possible. All right. The White House is about as cringe as it gets these days. Queer Eye Crew meets Kamala Harris in White House visit, and it's just all about rubbing your face in it. It's like when they bring the accused sexual abuser to the White House, and they have people there flashing the cameras, taking their tops off, you know, men with fake breasts and everything else. It's just, it's real whacked out stuff. And so here's some of the scenes at the White House with the gay pride celebrations, and they're parading themselves around, rubbing themselves down. As of yet, we haven't seen any videos of sodomy come out as of yet, like we've seen the Democrats engage in the Capitol, but nothing of that grade yet. But guys, just go ahead and give me clips, 8 and 9 back to back. Go ahead.
Welcome today, everyone, to the White House. I'd like to briefly answer some questions.
Man in a dress.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
JVN.
Oh, yes.
Is it true that is all your natural hair?
Yes, I can confirm that this is not a wig.
Follow-up question.
Much
do you use your own products?
I do use JVN hair, actually exclusively for over 4 years.
He's promoting his products. Very nice.
Is it true Karamo is your favorite member of the Fab Five?
I will say that I can confirm that Karamo Brown is my favorite member of the Fab Five. I also have a very strict rule that if I'm only with one of our castmates, they are, in fact, my favorite.
So you can only imagine what else there is out there. It's Gay Pride Month, though. So if you don't like that, you're a bigot. You got that? A bigot. I don't think the festivities are done yet, by the way. I don't expect the festivities to be done. I expect there to be a lot more deranged and sexually perverted activities at the White House for Pride Month before it's all said and done. Oh, my gosh. All right. Oh, geez. There's Kamala cackling her way through a little meeting that she had in her office with the whole crew. Yeah. All right. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. You know, by the way, on that note, Buffalo Bills, the NFL football team, if you're a Bills fan, you might just want to turn this off for your own sake. This could be devastating for your fandom, if you will. Buffalo Bills to sponsor National Gay Flag Football League chapter in Buffalo. And so I'm a little confused. I guess, why do they have, what? So there's a separate league for gays. They have a separate flag football league for gays. Maybe this has to do with some sexual misconduct risks, maybe for insurance or something. So they have a flag football league for gays. I was not even aware of this. But now the Buffalo Bills are sponsoring the Gay Flag Football League. Literally, it's called the National Gay Flag Football League. So it's super gay. I wonder where they put the flags. I didn't realize this, but Austin, Texas has its own gay flag football league. The Austin, Texas Gay Flag Football League, established to create a safe space for the LGBTQIA plus pedophile community to play American flag football. ATXGFL, even the league is like a, it's a gender inclusive organization that promotes positive competitive environment and cultivates the formation of friendships off the field with social events. And community engagement. It's a nonprofit organization. Do you think, can you play in the Gay Flag Football League if you're straight? I probably wouldn't consider it, but I am curious. If I wanted to play in the Gay Flag Football League, it would certainly be heterophobic to reject, me from playing. Certainly it would be. So there's your Gay Flag Football League in Austin, Texas. Guys, should we start a team? I got a feeling it gets a little grabby. You know what I mean? I feel like you're going to be grabbed and groped. Maybe it's an excuse. It's like, hey man, you grabbed my genitals. What do you mean? I'm just playing football. Hey man, don't put your finger there. What are you talking about? I was going for the flag. What? No, I was just going for the flag, man. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Oh yeah. The Gay Flag Football League. So, but if they rejected us because we're straight, then that would certainly be a hate crime, obviously. Do you really think all these dudes playing gay flag football are gay, though? Hey, man, don't grab me there. Oh, my bad. I was going for the flag. Hey, don't put your finger there. What? I was going for the ball. It's Gay Pride Month. Okay? So if you don't like that, you got a problem. Oh my gosh. You know, maybe it's good that, I didn't get to this video. Maybe we will in the next segment, but we got Roger Stone coming up and, they've actually deep faked Roger Stone before where they manipulate audio to try to lie about him, but they get this video, Roger Stone coming up next. And it's just like I said, they have this Democrat group called the Undercurrent. They wish they were Project Veritas. They wish they were O'Keefe Media Group. They wish they were Real Clear Investigations, but there's nothing there. The average conservative talks in private just like they talk in public. We share the same ideas and policies in private as we do in public. Not like liberals and Democrats that lie to the public and then sometimes tell the truth in private. So we got that coming up.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to talk to Roger Stone about a undercover recording that reveals nothing, yet they still publish it because it makes them feel good. But did you know about 6 years ago, Project Veritas actually got undercover recordings of us here at InfoWars and exposed us? Did you know this? You might not have seen this before. But it's true, folks. Here's Project Veritas 6 years ago exposing InfoWars.
I think it'd be weird if I'm going to get two beers.
I don't want to shoot up the studio again. Thank you, sir.
Exactly.
Oh, about time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, he's like 60 years old.
Paul Joseph Watson?
Yeah.
I wouldn't you ever want to repeat this, though. Not just,
yeah, no, secret safe with me, for sure.
Man, that's a lot of chips. Yeah.
Well, the thing about Bigfoot is he has telepathic powers.
Alex Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
Siri is just a false flag, literally. It doesn't even exist.
But Trump is actually my godfather. Even, like, touched my head when I got baptized, so.
InfoWars.com. To some, they're just nutty conspiracy theorists. To others, they're Russian agents and the reason they lost the election.
Like InfoWars.
Still others say that they're the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty and the heart of the resistance in the spirit of 1776. We sent in our undercover reporter to find out the truth. And what they found was more disturbing and more intriguing than we could have ever expected. Our undercover operative got a job at InfoWars, and on his first day, two reporters, Darren McBreen and Owen Schroyer, took him out to lunch, ostensibly to discuss the parameters of the new job. The conversation, however, quickly turned to complaints about the boss, InfoWars founder, Alex Jones.
He's basically the same person off camera as he is on camera. You know, it's true, except I guess sometimes he bugs me when, like, we got a lot of maintenance issues. Like, when he gets angry, he actually, he will shoot. He takes his gun out and shoots up the studio.
Really?
He scares the crap out of everyone.
To clear our office.
You never know when it's going
to
happen. It's just boom! You know, he will do it.
Real constant reconstruction.
You're saying, like, a real gun? Like, this live fire ammo? Like,
yeah, no, I mean, nobody was in danger or anything. I mean, because
he's gotten shot yet.
He's a really good shot, you know what I mean? He's had a lot of practice. I mean,
that wasn't the only discussion about the gun culture and its dangerous implications at the InfoWars headquarters.
Kids are, you know, sometimes we'll have kids in the studio and everything. It's like, because, you know, I saw a couple kids playing with one and everything. I was like, hey, man, it's loaded. You know, you might want to. These are Texas kids, so they know guns, you know. So it's like, I'm just saying, it's, you know, some people, if they were to see that, would probably get the wrong idea.
Yeah. They probably think we're like gun nuts or something. So we let our kids play with guns. It's like, well, how do you think they learn?
Alex Jones isn't just the host of his own show. According to his employees, he holds ultimate editorial control, dictating what they can and can't cover.
So working for Jones, is there anything that he like doesn't want you to cover, tells you to avoid, or
Yeah.
Like what?
It's one of my pet peeves, honestly, but I've been trying to cover Bigfoot for a while, and it just gets punted every time.
Thing that people don't realize, and Alex doesn't want us to cover this, but I think we almost got him talked into it.
He probably doesn't even know.
Bigfoot is highly intelligent.
Here, get yours too.
Really? I mean, I don't really drink in the morning that often.
Just shut up. Right. Shut up and take it. Okay. If you want to work for us, I can't go out and do a report on it. Like, I'd like to actually go look for Bigfoot. Jones never lets me do that. He never lets me do that. I always got to do politics and stuff.
InfoWars has been accused in front of Congress as being disseminators of Russian propaganda, specifically relating to the Kremlin's alleged support of Donald Trump.
And then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind.
On this point, it took very little prompting for this head InfoWars producer to make an outrageous admission.
I was drinking at the time. So it's just but the fact that I was pulled over, I never get pulled over.
Right.
You know? And just weird things start happening. Now, when I do pro-Trump videos, I can't explain it, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my bank account, I have extra money in my bank account. You know, $200.
All right, there it is. Project Veritas exposes InfoWars. It's parody, folks. I'm going to upload the whole video to my Twitter account for some classic fun. Roger Stone coming up next.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're joined now by the great Roger Stone. And when I saw this story, I said, all right, Roger, if you would like to come on the show and address this directly, the floor is yours. Now, the story, the headline, is at InfoWars.com. Democrat undercover video of Roger Stone is a nothing burger. Roger replied this morning, the video of me illegally obtained by L.A. Windsor, in which I lay out the perfectly legal steps Republicans must take to ensure a free, fair, and honest election is a nothing burger. Now, Roger, this group, The Undercurrent, this is they have some of these videos, but what's funny about it is that every time they catch a quote-unquote conservative or Republican or Trump supporter in this undercover video, everything that they say is exactly what they say in public. There's nothing you say in this video that you wouldn't say on this show or that you haven't said on this show about how to secure our election. So, but Roger, just go ahead. A public statement, a public response to this undercover recording of you.
Thank you very much, Owen, for having me and giving me the opportunity to address this outrageousness. So when I was at Mar-a-Lago attending this terrific Catholics for Catholics event, a couple of women outside the event pulled me off to the side to express their concerns about ballot fraud and election integrity. Turns out they were working for this woman, Lauren Windsor, who calls herself a liberal documentary maker, but she's actually a leftist operative paid by the Democratic National Committee and other extremist left-wing groups. And you nailed it, Owen. I went through all of the perfectly legal things that I think need to be done to ensure that the next election is free, fair, honest, and transparent. That included very specifically greater legal assistance on election day. If you look, for example, at what happened in Michigan, where at 3:30 in the morning, the Democratic officials had the Detroit police physically remove the Republican observers, there was nothing the Republicans could do They couldn't get an emergency motion filed in state court to get back in the room because, of course, the courts didn't open until the morning. I suggest that your attorneys know how to contact a judge in the case of emergency. The judge can determine whether you have a legitimate motion or filing or not. I also talked about the need of technology. Yes, the voter lists need to be cleaned. In Florida, for example, when the Florida Republican Alliance did a complete scan of all 15 million Florida voters, they found 1 million post office certified undeliverable addresses. Those voters who are, you know, registered at vacant lots or who have died or moved out of state or never existed to begin with, they should be removed from the voter rolls. So those are just a couple of the examples. But it's amazing the way this works. It's like one bird jumps off the telephone wire and they all jump off. So immediately the fake news outlets like the Daily Beast and Rolling Stone, Law and Crime, they jump out with their own complete false narrative. Stone outlines secret plan to steal the 2024 election. It's laughable. It's absurd. And it is, of course, all over the internet.
Yeah. And again, though, this undercurrent group, nothing that they've ever exposed is anything. They expose Republicans, conservatives, whatever, Trump supporters, talking about how they feel about abortion or talking about how they feel about Trump and the Second Amendment. There's nothing. It's not like we catch these White House officials or CIA contractors saying, oh, we're going to shut down InfoWars, we're going to take Alex's money. Or we catch these Democrats saying, yeah, we have to lie to them about illegal immigration or lie to them about Joe Biden in order to get him in office. That's a story. That's deception. That's bad politics. All they do is...
Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's fake news. So look, first and foremost, as you know, kind of like Alex Jones in this sense, I'm clickbait. So they make money by smearing me. They get their mindless zombie followers to click on whatever the latest smear they have is. But I think you're exactly right. Everything I said in the conversation with these two shills, I've said in public in speeches. There's no secret here, but it is interesting. When Rolling Stone says secret recording, what they mean is illegal recording. Because in the state of Florida, you cannot record another person without their permission. And they very specifically pulled me over to a private area. Yes, I do intend to take legal action.
Oh, that was my next question. You will be taking legal action.
Yeah, most definitely. I believe that I am correct. I have thoroughly reviewed the Florida law. We're a two-party state. So therefore, I believe that the method used here was illegal. It's not that I said anything wrong. It's the principle of the matter. And therefore, yes, I will. Now, whether or not the Daily Beast and Rolling Stone and the rest of these failing media outlets republishing this material that was obtained illegally is illegal in itself. That's something my lawyers are looking into.
So you have even talked to lawyers. You've gone that far.
Early this morning. Now, I'm on the West Coast today. But yes, early this morning, I began talking to lawyers who are specialists in this area. Frankly, Owen, I'm tired of being a punching bag for the left. I'm tired of being their clickbait. Therefore, I don't think I have much choice. It's amazing. The woman who actually had the professionalism to contact me from Rolling Stone wanting a comment. When I gave her a quote, of course, she didn't include it in the story. So much for their journalistic professionalism.
Well, and just so people kind of understand this too, I did an interview earlier today with Joe Altman on Frank Speech TV. You know, when you're a political pundit or talk show host, and you do interviews, you get asked a lot of the same questions over and over and over again. And so you kind of have this response built into your head. So you talk about election integrity all the time. You come on this show, you do it on your show, you're a guest on many shows. So I'm sure you kind of already have this built-in speech, if you will, when you're asked that question. So yeah, this, you know, undercover journalist, quote unquote, comes up to you and asks you about election integrity. You already have the answer in your head because you've already said it 100 times.
Yes, but it's also true is the way they jump to crazy conclusions. So because I said that one needed to be able to access a judge on election day, I also gave my opinion in which I said I thought that the lawfare against President Trump would fail. I said that I believed that the judge in the Florida documents case was going to dismiss that case. That was an opinion. Based on the reporting that I had read by Julie Kelly, who I have a high regard for. The judge did not dismiss that case yet, but the judge did schedule a broader hearing to explore the question of whether Jack Smith was legally and legitimately appointed. Were the judge to find that his appointment was illegal, and were that to be upheld in the courts, which I actually believe it would be, then yes, the charges would be voided. So it's unclear whether I'm right or not. But immediately jumping to the conclusion that Roger Stone must have some relationship with Judge Eileen Cannon of Florida, the only thing we have in common is we both live in Florida. I don't know Judge Cannon. I've never met her, never communicated with her. But you wouldn't know that if you read some of these crazy leftist websites.
Well, on that note, I want to segue to my next topic with you, but just to make this clear, the undercurrent quote unquote journalist could have asked you the same questions publicly. She could have done an interview with you and you would have said the exact same thing.
I think that is exactly right. Here's the other thing that's kind of weird. When you go out and defend yourself, you know, they say, oh, Roger Stone is melting down. Oh, and do I look like I'm melting down to you?
I mean, maybe if you're in the Las Vegas heat, you might be a little hot, but you seem perfectly comfortable in that seersucker.
It is pretty toasty out here, I must admit. But no, there's a broader question here. I've been through this, as you know, many, many, many times. You're exactly right. Had I been asked these questions in a public forum, would have asked them exactly the same way. I do think that Republicans need to take a number of perfectly legal steps to ensure that the next elections are honest. I know that is being worked on by some very good people. Nothing improper or illegal about that. I understand why the left hates it. I'm not sure what their problem is with a free, fair, honest, transparent election, but they don't seem to want one.
All right, now talking about the legitimacy of these Democrat persecutions, the GOP might have a pulse. GOP reps introduced resolution without Senate approval to nullify subpoenas for Bannon, Navarro, Scavino, and Meadows, declared January 6th committee illegitimate. It seems like it's kind of too little too late, but at least they're doing something. I mean, is this kind of the same approach that we're looking at with Jack Smith and his illegitimate case in Florida?
Well, I actually had an opportunity, Owen, to speak to Congressman Burleson, who I met at the Turning Point USA Action Conference in Detroit last weekend. He told me about this legislation. There are actually two ways this could be done. There is a subgroup within the House. The acronym is BLAG, B-L-A-G. I don't recall the exact title, but it basically speaks for the House in all legal matters. Is made up of three members of the majority and two members of the minority. That body has the authority to essentially decertify the January 6th committee report and certainly has grounds to do so. Whether Speaker Johnson is prepared to do that or not, I don't know. There are some who say, well, it would disturb the institution of the House. How about appointing a committee in which you don't accept the recommendations of the Republican minority leader and in which you use suborned perjury by some of your witnesses, where you manipulate videos and audios, and then you destroy all the records when it's over. I wonder if that disturbs the institutional integrity of the House. So I do think this bill by Congressman Burleson could be very significant. I'm not an attorney, as you know, but I do think it could void, as I've read, the subpoenas that were given to Bannon, Navarro, and others. I think it is outrageous that they are talking about sending Steve Bannon to a heavy-duty prison. There are very serious, real constitutional problems with the charges against him. The judge during that case said several times that he himself had questions about the government's interpretation of the word willful based on more recent court decisions. I was a little surprised that he was not more hospitable to the motion by David Schoen, who was then Bannon's attorney. President Trump, unlike the Navarro case, very specifically invoked executive privilege over the testimony of Bannon. And therefore, Steve Bannon, acting on the advice of counsel, was told that he couldn't testify, that it would be a violation of the law. They even tried to compromise. Bannon's lawyers told the committee that if a judge would take this up immediately and rule that Bannon had to testify, he would testify. So he has, I think, legitimate legal arguments for his appeal. But as I learned the hard way in D.C., the law, the Constitution, the facts, the rules, none of these things actually matter. So as I said in Detroit, despite the fact that I've had my differences with Steve Bannon in the past, at this point, I think that he is being victimized. I think it is outrageously unfair, and I really am praying for him.
Well, and this is like, it really is, because you've been through this too. You were one of the first to go through this ringer. It really is like a sexual experience for the American left to persecute and imprison their opposition. I mean, really, it really is. Just getting Bannon in prison will be like a sexual experience for them. It really gets them off. It's this sick, psychosexual thing that they have in politics. And so I don't expect them to give Bannon any chance. They want him in jail. They need that release.
I agree with you, Owen. You can see the giddiness and the delight on the faces of those on CNN who were reporting about this. But it's also, I must say, why I believe that coming up here on July 11th, the judge Juan Merchan, who should have recused himself long ago, will in fact sentence Donald Trump to prison time. More lawyers who I respect tell me that since he is has no previous criminal record, the nature of the charges, that's unlikely, that the judge might impose a sentence, but then he would stay that sentence pending appeal. I don't think so. I think this judge wants to become a left-wing icon. Perhaps he'd even like to have a federal judgeship. So I am bracing for the worst. What better way to interfere with Donald Trump's campaign than to incarcerate him only days before the Republican National Convention? Again, you're absolutely right. The hard left they're giddy with that prospect. It's really nauseating.
They are the hard left over it, if you will. And I agree with your analysis there. I think that they do want to see Trump in jail. At this point, I'm saying the odds are Trump does go to jail. And maybe the judge's daughter gets, you know, another big payment from Democrats to pay for her, you know, campaign assistance. And, you know, maybe the judge gets a little promotion in the process as well. Now, we are expected the Trump immunity case at the Supreme Court. We are expecting that by the end of the month. And so do you expect that to impact maybe the judge's decision?
Again, I'm not an attorney. I read a lot about this. I suspect that the court is going to try to find some way to say, yes, presidents have immunity, but only within certain parameters, and that Trump's activities specifically were outside that. So in other words, Barack Obama cannot be prosecuted for his crimes, or George W. Bush prosecuted for his crimes, but Donald Trump, well, he's special. I would argue that the president under the Constitution has an obligation to see that the laws are faithfully executed, and therefore he has a legal responsibility to ensure that our elections are honest. And therefore, I would argue that he acted within the powers of his office, but that's a layman's view. I haven't seen much from this Supreme Court that I find encouraging. 20 state attorney generals asked the court to review the elections and look specifically at election integrity issues. I'm told that it's very rare that for say 3 to 5 attorney generals ask the high court for a review. They on any issue, they almost always get it. So one of the things that the left constantly throws at you is 62 courts rejected Trump. No, 62 courts refused to hear Trump's objections to the election based on standing issues. That is not the same thing as those issues being weighed fully, going to trial, and being decided in court. Not the same at all.
I get so frustrated how the left gets to win the narrative war, because when you read the stories about this, they say Trump's case on Trump's attempt to overthrow the election. That's not what happened at all. Trump didn't try to overthrow an election, but somehow they get that narrative. Somehow they get that into the American lexicon that Trump wanted to overturn the election. No, Trump wanted to review the election with legitimate concern that there were reasons to think that illegitimate votes or straight up illegal tactics led to Biden's victory. That's not trying to overthrow the reaction or overthrow the election, but that's what all they say. They say overturn the election, overturn the election, overturn the election. And that's just simply not what happened. So that's kind of a frustrating aspect of this, but I think that you're right. They're going to have some sort of a way to say, okay, the president gets immunity, just not Donald Trump.
Yeah, that is, of course, my fear. Again, attorneys that I respect still believe it is unlikely that either the Florida documents case, which does seem to me to be on life support, or the D.C.-based charges of election interference will get to trial before the election, even with a favorable Supreme Court decision. On the other hand, I think this Justice Department, they're capable of trying to put Donald Trump on trial as late as October if they have to. The whole idea here is, as the president has said, election interference. It's to siphon his money, siphon his time, so he has to sit in a drafty courthouse instead of being out campaigning in the swing states, and of course to continue to blacken his name. The Democrats have nothing to run on, as we've discussed. So this campaign on their part is going to be about, oh, he's a convicted felon, January 6th. They want to take away abortion, make it completely illegal. Oh, and folks, they're going to cut your Social Security. All, of course, 100% false.
Well, the big story right now, and we got 90 seconds to the break. I want to continue this conversation on the other side. But the big story isn't even about policy or the open border or the economy or even Donald Trump right now. It's about Joe Biden is going to be replaced, or Joe Biden is showing significant cognitive and physical decline right in front of the American people. That's the big story. And I mean, when that's your big story with 139 days till the election, the big story being you're going to be replaced, I don't see how they can go with Biden at this point. And we got a short moment here to the break, Roger. If you just want to give a 30-second response, we'll continue it on the other side.
I continue to stand by my prediction that is now over 2 years old, that Joe Biden will at the last minute announce that he's not going to stand for reelection for reasons of his health, and that an open convention would then draft Michelle Obama as the Democratic nominee. We can come and pull that apart in the next segment.
All right. Well, I don't know if we want to pull anything apart dealing with Michelle Obama. You know, that's a whole other issue. That's kind of like, who came up with the name for the show Deep Inside Jen Psaki? You know, you think somebody at MSNBC would have had a better idea for a show title, you know, anything other than that. But there it is. All right, Roger Stone, our guest. I do believe he predicted it first, folks, long before anybody else, that it would be Michelle Obama. My goodness. Can you imagine the poll if Michelle Obama becomes the nominee? We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the info war and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show. making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Roger Stone said Michelle Obama would be the nominee first. And I'm just a pragmatic person, and I like to learn from experience. And my experience is never doubt Roger Stone. And so even though I can't believe it, I can't believe it would be Michelle Obama, I've learned through experience, Roger Stone probably knows more than you. Maybe you should trust his instincts on this instead of yours. But Roger, let me kind of lay it out like this, because this is kind of where I see it, and I'll get your response to this. But I think the Democrats realize the situation they're in now, and there's only four options at this point. Option one is run Biden and have the biggest steal of all time to win. Option two, run Biden and just accept that they can't beat Trump and just regroup for 2028, blame it on Biden, whatever, and just say, let's just get Trump out of the way. Option three, replace Biden and just deal with the damage, mitigate the damage, however you want to speculate they do that or whoever they replace it with, whatever. Option three, replace Biden. Option four, have a dramatic event and then just cancel the election. So I feel like these are the only options for the Democrats at this point, Roger.
I think it's important to recognize, Owen, that what I've not said is that Michelle Obama will run for president or wants to run for president or will seek the nomination. I'm saying something quite different, which is if Joe Biden officially releases the delegates that are pledged to him and they have an open convention, that she would most definitely be the favorite. She's the most popular Democrat in the country who's eligible to run. Her husband has served two terms. He's not eligible to run. Now, that raises the question, of course, of what do you do about Kamala Harris? I believe a book that I read not long ago that indicates that Joe Biden really didn't want Kamala Harris as his running mate. He was still peeved at her for calling him a racist in one of the debates over the presidential nomination, which, of course, based on his record, he is, that he preferred the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, but that Kamala Harris was imposed on him by Barack Obama. Now, given the dynamics of their party, it would be very difficult for them to dump a woman of color who, by the conventional rules of politics, would be next in line for the nomination in the event that Joe Biden elected not to run, which is why I have suggested that the way they might solve that problem is the Obamas would offer Kamala Harris the first vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. She is, after all, a former Attorney General of California, therefore she might be persuaded to step aside.
Okay, but let me pause you right there, because I think I still see a rift in this scenario, because how do they explain that to the public, though? How do they explain that to the public? They're not going to say, hey, we made this backroom deal that we're going to give her a Supreme Court seat. So how do they deal with that to the public? Or do they just assume that, oh, if it's another black woman that leapfrogs her, then they just won't complain?
Well, first of all, I think within the Democratic Party, Michelle Obama is far, far more popular than Kamala Harris.
Well, Kamala Harris is a used diaper.
But Kamala Harris would have to be candid about saying, look, the candidate with the very best chance of beating Donald Trump is Michelle Obama, and therefore I will do whatever is necessary to get her elected. Then they could put Gavin Newsom on the ticket for vice president, theoretically, just as an example. Look, I don't pretend to understand the Democratic Party as well as I understand the Republican Party, but with the built-in superdelegates within their nominating process, the party leaders have far, far more influence and control over their convention than you have in the Republican Party, where we don't have this bonus superdelegate system. The superdelegates are always congressmen, senators, county chairman, state chairman, national committee members. They're always insiders. I think there's probably right now great tension within the Democratic Party as professional Democrats legitimately fear that Joe Biden could take down their entire ticket. His performance in public is not, as I'm sure you have noticed, it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse.
Well, you hit two key things there. I want to get into the entire Democrat ticket in a moment, but I agree. I think there's maybe some major tensions building, whether they realize it or not. Maybe there's even a standoff at the convention. Democrat Representative James Clyburn recently said that Biden has a quiet constituency that's going to save him on election day. And maybe he's talking about the super delegates or maybe he's talking about something else. I don't know, but there's two problems the Democrats have to hurdle. One is, I mean, unless they assume that they'll change the rules in Ohio to let whatever Democrat nominee on the ticket, but they're supposed to virtually confirm Joe Biden before the end of July, before the convention, and then that just becomes a ceremonious thing. I mean, that kind of null and voids a standoff at the convention unless they just want to sacrifice Ohio. I mean, what do you think they do about that?
Well, but the decision could be made before that time, conceivably. So as I'm sure you've noticed, suddenly there's a spate of mainstream media stories in which there's broader and broader speculation that Biden will not be the nominee. How coincidental that that would happen now. And of course, every time he begins mumbling in the middle of a speech or falls down or shakes hand with an imaginary person, those stories are intensified. Notice, by the way, once again, the Alinsky tactic of saying, oh, Trump is not functional. Trump doesn't know where he is. Trump is confused. No, Trump is sharp as a tack, as he proves every time he does one of these rallies. But they try to project their weaknesses, their faults, their problems, their actions particularly, onto us. It's a standard for the American left. The other thing they do, as you know, is completely recycle the same debunked, disproved, discredited nonsense all over again. Wait long enough, and we're going to hear about Russian collusion in the 2020 election, or the 2016 election, pardon me. So they never give up peddling the same crap over and over again, of course, because they have control of the legacy media. They're able to do this without anybody saying, hey, we ran this story and it was discredited previously.
Now, you mentioned the entire Democrat ticket, and I think this is kind of the biggest aspect of this story that gets overlooked. The Democrats realize that Biden at the top of the ticket is the most dangerous thing because it represents a very large potential that they lose the Senate and the Republicans get a stronger majority in the House. If Biden is at the top of the ticket, they're going to suffer immensely down ballot. That's probably their number one cause, I think, for replacing Joe Biden.
I think you're absolutely right. I think there's a growing concern that he could pull everyone down with him. I keep watching James Carville, who I know, and who's no dummy. And he's amazingly candid when he says Biden's poll numbers are far, far worse than anybody realizes. Well, James knows how to read a poll. He knows how to read a survey. So, and I think when Democrats are honest, well, that's what they say. I think there's severe doubts that Joe Biden can get through a campaign. And then we have the upcoming question of this debate, a debate in which I think there are high risks for both Joe Biden as well as high risks for President Trump.
We're up against the break. We're going to carry this conversation over with Roger Stone. We will talk about the upcoming presidential debate that is less than 10 days away. And I'll also ask Roger, why is Hillary Clinton's name being brought up now? What is that about? Please spare us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health.
One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, final segment with the great Roger Stone. He brought it up in the last segment, so let's talk about it. The presidential debate, the first, hard to believe, is only 8 days away, and Biden is worse off than he's ever been physically, worse off than he's ever been mentally, and so they've already tried to rig the debate as much as possible, Roger, to make it comfortable for Joe. Obviously, the hosts will be in his back pocket. They'll share all the questions with him. He'll have scripted answers. They'll shut off Trump's mic if he's talking. They'll keep RFK off the stage. They won't have any crowds there. I don't think it's enough, quite frankly. So what are you expecting here with the presidential debate? I mean, can Biden hack it They can't avoid it. They can't stop it from happening. It's on.
Well, first of all, I think that this was a tactic on Biden's part, which backfired. In other words, I don't think Biden or his handlers want a debate. They figured they would challenge Donald Trump to a debate on CNN, and that Trump, looking at the way the rules are rigged against him and recognizing that the two moderators are Jake the Fake Tapper and Dana Bash, now you add Joe Biden, that's 3-on-1. So they expected Trump to decline. Then they can say, oh, you see, we were all set to debate. It was Trump who refused. Therefore, we can't have any debates. That hasn't worked because Donald Trump is fearless. And when he saw the challenge, since he had said anytime, anywhere, said that a number of times, he accepted the challenge, which they did not expect. Then we learned that they want to conduct the debate with both candidates seated for 90 minutes. Could that possibly be because Joe Biden can't stay on his feet for 90 minutes? Or perhaps he'll just wander off in the middle of the debate. Who knows? The deterioration there is obvious for everyone to see. That's why, as I said earlier, you had this great campaign of projection. Oh, here's a video of Donald Trump being helped up on a stage. Somebody had to help him up on the stage. No, he was actually shaking hands with his son, Donald Trump Jr. It's a typical manipulation by the fake news media.
Yeah, and you know, I wonder how they're going to handle the opening and closing statements, because that's going to be, I think, when Biden is actually most vulnerable, when he has to get up there and speak coherently for 5 straight minutes. He can probably try to kind of mush mouth his way around the rest with Jake Tapper there as a safety net. But this, you know, maybe the Democrats are setting Biden up for failure. This seems to be kind of early in the season to do a presidential debate. Maybe they wanted to do this before the convention and before the deadline to secure a nominee, because it gives them the excuse, if he's a miserable failure, to remove him.
That has occurred to me, that because this will be the first time in history where the two presumptive nominees, neither of whom is yet the actual legal nominee of their party, meet in a debate. It's never happened before. Gives you some idea of how anxious Donald Trump is to get at Joe Biden. Donald Trump, always confident. But yes, it could have that inadvertent, or maybe that advertent aspect where Joe Biden does a total belly flop, and it's used as the excuse to get him to step aside. It's always possible that, you know, in the background, Barack Obama could easily collect a majority of the consent of the cabinet plus the consent of the vice president, and they could privately, this is, of course, threatened to remove Joe under the 25th Amendment if he refuses to step aside. That's not resign as president, but simply not run. I still believe that that may be the final tactic, because Joe is extremely stubborn. And as, of course, you can see how much his wife actually enjoys being first lady. She loves it. Biden, of course, doesn't want to give up the authority to pardon his son, pardon his brother, pardon himself, pardon other members of the Biden crime family. So I still think there's an enormous amount of maneuvering going on in the background. And it is not inconceivable, since I think the Obamas probably have some influence with CNN, that this debate could be a part of the effort to get Joe to step aside.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and it does remain behind the scenes. Some of it has eked into the media. You brought it up earlier. But there's no doubt the moving parts behind the scenes in the Democrat Party right now are making a lot of noise. There is no doubt the grumblings have probably turned into roars about getting Biden out of the way and how to deal with it, and what a threat that is to the Democrats' chances to maintain the Senate or even win the House. So there's no doubt that's going on behind the scenes, and who knows? I mean, because really, Roger, I mean, we're in crunch time right now, because the crunch time has kind of shifted in this election from post-nomination to pre-nomination. Once Biden's the nominee, that's it. It's over.
So I feel like the tension is really at its peak right now. Why is Hillary Clinton's name being brought up, Roger? Why is the Washington Post suggesting Hillary Clinton get involved?
Because Hillary Clinton is bringing up her name. That's why. I mean, if you saw that outfit she was wearing yesterday, it looked to me like she not only killed Gaddafi, it looked to me like she stole his wardrobe while she was at it. Look, she's still bitter, incredibly bitter, that the American people figured out that she was a foul-mouthed, short-tempered, entitled a kleptocrat, and rejected her presidential candidacy. And she blames everybody but herself. Oh, it's the women, because they voted the way their husbands told them to. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've actually ever heard. So, look, I think she's drowning in her bitterness. I don't think she's in great shape. The party would recognize that Trump would beat her again. She's no stronger than Kamala Harris as a potential candidate. All of her illegal actions would be opened back up again. No, I think the Democratic Party is very anxious to see her in the rearview mirror as well.
It's funny, isn't it? Because they kind of have all of these people that they'd love to see in the rearview mirror. Clinton, Biden, even Kamala Harris. And they just don't know how to shake things up to remove them ahead of 2024 because they're just there. They're just there clinging to power, clinging to the spotlight, clinging to their own self-aggrandizement. And really what the Washington Post was suggesting was that Clinton should be the vice president and Harris should step aside and say, well, she had it stolen from her, so she can be the vice president. And you know, that would be their way of kind of shuffling Harris aside. But okay, right now as we stand, Roger, in Vegas, Biden is still the presumptive favorite, and then it is Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama. So what do you think? What do you think? Because you have the political expertise. What do you think is the Democrat ticket?
Still too early to say. Let me say this, that if Michelle Obama became president and Hillary Clinton became vice president, Michelle Obama would need a food taster. I would not be confident about that situation. I still think it's anything can happen. It's a very fluid situation. It's a very volatile situation. Let me ask you, Owen, how many times is Joe Biden going to fall down between now and the time that this decision has to be made? How many times is he going to wander off? Or how many times is he going to begin mumbling in the middle of a speech incoherently? All of those things, I think, play a factor. But the fact that more and more in the legacy media, in the fake media, are speculating that he will not be the nominee, the more confident I am that my prediction in the end will hold true.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. When the biggest story of your campaign is how you're going to be replaced, you're pretty much doomed. You're pretty much doomed. Even political policy failures, corruption, whatever, that even that's kind of par for the course. But for the conversation to be who's going to replace you, that's it. That's it. I don't see how they go with Biden. And to answer your question, I'd say one of each. I'd say he falls down once, fumbles once, mumbles once, slurs once, forgets where he is once, before the debate in 8 days, let alone the nomination.
Well, we shall see. Owen, thanks for having me today. And I ask folks to go to StoneZone.com. Check it out, StoneZone.com. And you can see all things Roger Stone.
Always a pleasure, Roger. Glad to be with you. It always feels right when Roger returns to the war room. All right. Well, you heard it here first. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. And with 8 days left till the presidential debates, I think we'll have a clearer picture at the end of this month as to the future of the Democrat Party ticket. All right, we got more news and video clips to get to when we come back on the other side. It's the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Hour two in the books, hour three commences.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. As the Democrats are panicking right now over the fact that black Americans are leaving the Democrat Party plantation in droves, realizing what liberals and Democrats really think of them. Here's one black American explaining it in clip 15.
This is the difference between a white liberal and a white conservative in the eyes of a black man, okay? Now, I lived in California, I've lived in Texas, I've lived in really red, I've lived in really blue, okay? Here's what the liberals will do when they see a young, articulate, successful black man. They'll be like, oh my gosh. It must have been so hard for you to overcome the disparities, the discrimination, the racism. It is just so amazing that you have become the exception to the rule. You have just created something for yourself that is just so difficult for minorities to do. And we're just so proud of you. So amazing. And I'm sitting there being like, so like what? You just think all black people are just dumb thugs that don't know how to do nothing? I'm the exception to the rule purely because I found success like you have. Like, I'm as successful as you, so therefore I must just be a special one. The exception to the rule. It's crazy. I'm not joking. This happens. It's crazy. They're like, oh my gosh, like the struggles, the hurdles, the obstacles. It's just amazing that you found the way to be moderately successful. And it's the most racist, like, in-person experience that I usually get. And it's just like the assumption that I'm just like part of a group of people that are incapable, period. Here's how white conservatives do it. They'll see a young black man, articulate, successful, and they'll be like, word, dude, congrats, man, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That's cool, bro, keep it going. And then they leave. They leave. Because they don't care. Conservative, they don't care. It's like, oh, you worked hard? You want a cookie? You want a cookie for working hard? They don't care. They're like, dude, are you kidding me? I'll congratulate you for just being a hard worker, but like, I'm not gonna sit here and, you know, sing in the arms of an angel. There's a black man trying to make money. It's like ridiculous. So I love conservatives for that. Like, hey, word, dude. Good job, man. Keep it going. And they walk off. Liberals gotta freaking sing me a song, tap dance a little bit, get on their knees and kiss my big toe, apologize for their whiteness, and tell me that I'm the exception to the rule because all black people are stupid. And it's just like, damn, liberals, y'all really are so ignorant you can't see your ignorance. It's painful. I'd rather be ignored than praised for my disabilities. Fake disabilities, by the way. Anyway, that's all I was trying to say.
Well, yes, that's the softcore bigotry of the American left. But really, it's a deep-seated racism that exists in the American left. And that's why they pander to quote unquote minorities. And that's why they tell you, you need me. You need me. You better vote for me because you need me. That other guy's out to get you. So you need me. It's really a disgusting display, but the good news is Americans are waking up to it. And so that's why the Democrats are importing an entire new voting bloc via the southern border. That's what's going on with that. All right. We got one more hour coming up. I still have a bunch of news. We got geopolitical news to get to. We've got, in this Juneteenth moment, Mayor Johnson in Chicago bragging about how black his administration is again. What an accomplishment. And then how can climate change cultists make their public persona worse? How could they possibly do more damage to themselves and their movement? They found a way. Oh boy, did they find a way.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, let's look at some of this geopolitical news. And guys, just give me the B-roll of clip 13. Vladimir Putin visits with Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and we can just roll this as I'm covering it. A lot of glad handing, a lot of celebrations. The red carpet was rolled out. Russia's Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un signed partnership deal, a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked during a Wednesday summit that came as both are facing escalating standoffs with the West, signing a mutual defense pact. The agreement was sealed at a summit in Pyongyang during a rare visit by Putin to the reclusive nuclear-armed state as both countries face growing confrontations with the West. After the summit, Putin said that the agreement, which he called a, quote, truly breakthrough document, reflected the two countries' shared desire to raise relations to a new level, covering security, trade, investment, and cultural humanitarian ties. Kim said it was a peaceful agreement that elevated relations to an alliance. The comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries, both of which have been isolated by global sanctions, could expand transfers of military technology to Pyongyang in exchange for supplies of munitions that Moscow's military badly needs for its war in Ukraine. Now, there's all kinds of angles to this, and Vladimir Putin is a master diplomat. And there's one thing that the Western media just doesn't get. And they kind of live in this old world where they assume that, oh, the sanctions on the West. Oh, yes, we've got Russia now. And it's just total BS. The sanctions on Russia have done virtually nothing to Russia. The big attack on Russia was whoever destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline, probably the CIA, but definitely the West. So that's really all they've been able to do. These so-called sanctions haven't worked. And now Russia is working with these other countries like China and Iran and Saudi Arabia and others to kind of form this power structure, this geopolitical power structure against the West, so that sanctions can't work on anybody and that they can't isolate anybody with sanctions. And they're also working on replacing the petrodollar. So all this is being done by a master diplomat, Vladimir Putin, and we're sitting here with poopy pants Joe Biden and an American media that's more interested in protecting him than telling the American people the truth about what's going on in the world today. So this could pose a direct threat to our lifestyle. Not that it has to, but our leaders are such corrupted kleptocrats and psychotics that, yes, our way of life could be threatened because there is a global system building and they're leaving America out of it. And if certain trade agreements are left in the past, then so could our lifestyle be. See, they won't talk about this. And they want you to think that Vladimir Putin is a madman, a crazy tyrant or an oligarch. And really, he's a master diplomat, a master negotiator, and running circles around the West right now geopolitically. Not even that it's anti-West. He wants to make deals with the West, but the Western leaders are psychotic. So he's building up a system to protect Russia, its future, forming alliances to do just that, and playing a game of military strategy right in America's face as well. And all we have is poopy pants Joe Biden, who doesn't even know what's going on, and psychotics like Victoria Nuland controlling foreign policy, and the American media not even telling you the truth about what's going on anywhere. And Russia made that peace offering, which we covered, and the response from NATO was no negotiations. And Ukraine's oligarchs and Zelensky's handlers, no negotiations. So it wasn't even like, okay, that's where they stand. Here's where we stand. Let's have negotiations. It was no negotiations. Nope, not happening. So that just puts the lives of more Ukrainians at risk. It's so bad in Ukraine. Again, another story they won't tell you, all the Ukrainians that are dying. They won't tell you that, just being sent to the slaughter. Then there's the situation with Israel. White House scolds Netanyahu over video, cancels Iran meeting. Netanyahu was supposed to have a meeting with the U.S. over the situation in Iran, and the Americans are canceling it because of this video from Netanyahu in clip 11.
When Secretary Blinken was recently here in Israel, we had a candid conversation. I said I deeply appreciated the support the U.S. has given Israel from the beginning of the war. But I also said something else. I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel. Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemies. Secretary Blinken assured me that the administration is working day and night to remove these bottlenecks. I certainly hope that's the case. It should be the case. During World War II, Churchill told the United States, give us the tools, we'll do the job. And I say, give us the tools and we'll finish the job a lot faster.
All right. I wanted to play that video in its entirety before I break down all the propaganda. But this makes me sick. And look, I never really had any negative connotations of Netanyahu in the past until really the last calendar year. And now his very presence disgusts me. But let's break this down bit by bit and explain all the propaganda laden into one less than 60 seconds video from Netanyahu. So guys, go ahead and play it again.
When Secretary Blinken was recently here in Israel, we had a candid conversation. I said I deeply appreciated the support the U.S. has given Israel from the beginning of the war. But I also said something else. I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel.
Pause it.
Israel, America.
So he's deeply grateful, but he's scolding us and saying it's not enough. So it doesn't sound like somebody that's deeply grateful at all. And what is this entitlement? You're just entitled? You just make demands upon us and you just get whatever you want? There is no resistance. You're in a war. Israel has chosen war. That's their choice. They've chosen war. Fine. Say it's a legitimate response to October 7th. Say it's an ongoing holy war over that land or culture or whatever for hundreds of years, thousands of years, whatever. Israel is at war. There's nothing new here. And why does he believe he's just entitled to unlimited support from the United States? This is on the heels of another billion, what was the number? Like billion and a half, I think, or more? Multiple billions of dollars, 50 F-15s and other military support right after that. And he's saying it's not enough. When they're wiping guys off the map, killing tens of thousands of people, almost no resistance. They might have some resistance with Hezbollah that just killed some IDF soldiers. But even so, Israel is not lacking for military support. And he just sits there after we've given him so much, and he just sits there and says, we need more, and says that they're holding back weapons right after they send 50 fighter jets and billions of dollars. So you're an entitled prick. How about we give you nothing? But then listen to what he says next.
And ammunition to Israel. Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemies.
Okay, pause it right there. Oh, I love this one. I'm so sick of this one. I'm so sick. And so are the American people, by the way. And this is why there's a growing anti-Israeli sentiment, quite frankly, is because of comments like that. Oh, America's closest ally. What does Israel do for America? I'm yet to hear anybody give me a clear, coherent, concise answer to that that can't be rebutted. Oh, well, we have common enemies. No, we don't. You have enemies that you've now turned into our enemies. These weren't our enemies. The enemies of Israel have never been the enemies of the United States. There's no culture of war there. There's no tradition of being enemies with these countries in the Middle East. Not until you got involved. Not until Israel got involved. Now all of a sudden there are enemies, and now we have mutual enemies. How convenient for Israel. And oh, they're always fighting for their life. Oh, they're always fighting for their life. When have we ever heard this one before? Fighting for their life. Meanwhile, 30,000, 40,000 Palestinians killed. How many will never go back to their homes? How many more will be killed? The Gaza Strip completely annihilated. I am so sick of this crap. I want nothing more to do with Israel. They can fight their own wars. I want nothing more to do with the Israeli lobby. I want nothing more to do with AIPAC. It all needs to be stopped. And this whole game that they play of, oh, the greatest ally, oh, shared enemies, bullcrap. You benefit from this relationship. We get nothing. Let's be very clear. Israel benefits from this relationship. We get nothing. But see, This is where the corruption in America comes into play. Oh no. Israel is a client state of the military-industrial complex. So there are a select few that benefit greatly from Israel. There are a select few in the military-industrial complex and the war racket and the war industry that love the client state of Israel. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed they do. So that's what's really going on here. But I'm sick of this idea that America needs Israel. No. Israel needs America Let's get that extremely clear. That is the bottom line. Israel needs America. America does not need Israel. Period. End of conversation. Anybody who pretends otherwise is either delusional or lying to you. And Netanyahu wouldn't be such a despicable character if he wasn't removing the anti-war part of his cabinet and the anti-war generals from the conversation and bringing in bloodthirsty warmongers like Ben-Gvir to have more influence. Netanyahu wouldn't be such a despicable character for me, an American citizen, that funds his entire country's way of life if he didn't act entitled like we haven't done enough for his country. It's despicable, that statement. And it was so despicable that now even the White House is canceling the meeting over Iran. That's how despicable it was. Now, we'll move on, but Netanyahu is set to come to the United States and deliver a speech to Congress in which some Democrats have already said they would boycott. Now, this whole thing could fall apart too, but if Netanyahu comes to Congress and addresses Congress, then folks, that is bad news. That is really bad news. Following Netanyahu addressing Congress every other time, it's led to one thing and one thing only, and that's more war. And that's U.S. citizens dying for Israeli interests in the Middle East and U.S. citizens dying in wars in the deserts that we have nothing to do with. So I hope it gets called off, because if it doesn't, we'll have problems. And there's more lip service here, and because I've said it many times, the world has basically turned their shoulder to what's going on in Gaza. There's people talking about it, the International Criminal Court's trying to show teeth, but they just have gums. So nobody's really stopping Israel from what it's doing in the Gaza Strip. Everybody's kind of turned their back on the Palestinians, except some protesters all around the world. Other than that, there's no action being taken. Hell, the U.S. can't even get aid to these people. The Biden administration is so incompetent. So do you think the Saudi prince means anything, or is this just more lip service when he says this in clip 12? So he's talking about aggression, occupation, forced removal of Palestinians, that Israel is occupying the country illegally, destroying the Palestinian people in their homes, removing any chances of peace and prosperity in the region. He's calling for the end of the occupation, the end of the siege, the end of the death. And he's saying that Palestine was there before Israel. And so essentially accusing Israel of war crimes. But again, Saudi Arabia could get involved in some way, shape, or form. But other than just saying something negative, nothing ever happens. So I don't know what's up with that. That continues to be the case. So I don't know, folks. I don't know what happens to the Palestinian people. Maybe they'll all be crammed into South Rafah and all live there. They'll migrate some to the West and to Europe, and then you'll have that DNA memory hatred and holy war in your streets, in your backyards, just like we're already seeing. Maybe they'll just kill most of them and conquer the land and then just shove them into one area. I don't know. But nobody's really doing anything about it. Nobody's really doing anything about it. Oh, and by the way, it just hit the presses earlier this week that, oh yeah, even more evidence that Israel intelligence knew about Hamas planning an attack on October 7th. Duh. So it's really just evil what's going on there. But again, I don't even want to have an opinion on it. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want U.S. money involved. I don't want U.S. weapons involved. I don't even really want U.S. commentary involved, but hey, you can comment on anything, cover geopolitics. I'm just so sick of being involved in all this crap. When I've got a wide open southern border, when I've got deteriorating infrastructure in my own cities, when I've got economic problems. So, yeah, I'm sick of Israel's interests being put above ours. I'm sick of Ukrainian interests being put above ours. And it's all just a bunch of geopolitical corruption, money laundering, weapons laundering, pay for play. Can you imagine how prosperous and free we, the people, would be without this garbage? Probably not. It's probably so beyond our wildest imagination, we can't even realize it. If we didn't have to deal with all this corruption, all this geopolitical blackmail and bribery and pay for play and the military-industrial complex and forever wars and everything else, if we actually invested in ourselves, invested in our own future, invested in our own infrastructure, common sense policies, this country would be so prosperous, even beyond what we've already experienced, it would be ridiculous. But of course, the American liberal says, you don't deserve that. America doesn't deserve that. The World Economic Forum says, it's bad that America's prosperous. America needs to be brought down. And so it's all part of that identity too. So there's the corruption, and then there's the actual political agenda to destroy America. And both of these things are why we are not achieving the freedom and prosperity that we have right in front of us, if we could just realize it. Meanwhile, Javier Milei to implement hardcore security measures inspired by El Salvador's Bukele to combat criminal gangs. It'll be interesting to see how that works. Now, Bolsonaro did something similar, dealing with the gangs and the cartels in the favelas. Of course, Bukele has arrested so many of the gang members and cleaned up the streets. Most of the gang members in other countries in South America are now being sent to the United States of America. They're clearing out their prisons and sending them to the southern border in the United States of America. So that's why you have all this criminal activity coming across the border, organized crime, because they're literally members of gangs. That's why you have initiation rituals like beating police officers, raping girls, raping women, doing home burglaries. These are all initiations for gang members. So they're all active in the United States now. And it's all thanks to Biden's open border. So remember, when you run into a Biden supporter, remember to shake his hand and say, hey, thank you for allowing women and children to get raped and murdered. Thank you for allowing criminal, illegal aliens to come in to the southern border and rape and murder American citizens. Thank you so much. That 13-year-old girl that got raped at knife point, thanks you for voting for Joe Biden. The hundreds of American citizens that have been killed in gang initiation rituals, thank you. Thank you for voting for Joe Biden and allowing that to happen. All the criminal gang members and the elements coming across our southern border, the terrorists that have been arrested, thank you, Joe Biden voter. Thank you so much. We are so appreciative for bringing in all the crime and rape into our country with the open border policies. Make sure you thank a Biden voter for that. What would we do without them? What would we do without them destroying our country? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I still got more news to cover. Real quick, though, remember, folks, to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. And it's not just about supporting the InfoWar, but also supporting yourself, supporting your own health. And that's why we have these products. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. There's all kinds of stories in the news now, and it is obviously the side effects with the vaccines, but people have had cardiovascular problems for a long time. Heart attack has always been an issue in this country, specifically for men. And so you need to do something about your cardiovascular health. And obviously exercising, being in good shape, eating healthy is big, but why not also take a supplement that you know is going to boost your cardiovascular health, like Nitric Boost, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, or my preference, my favorite, VasoBeat Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. Both key elements to your cardiovascular health and your blood flow. It's all about blood flow, ladies and gentlemen. And if you wonder, just to kind of explain it in a way that's easy to understand, If you ever see those big bodybuilders or weightlifters at the gym and their veins are all pumped up, bulging out of their skin, that's because they have good blood flow and they're probably taking a supplement for vasodilation. Well, this stuff does it naturally. It can help you with blood flow, cardiovascular health all the time. Or, you know, sometimes I'll just take a couple droplets of VasoBeat Complete and put it in a pre-workout drink just to get that extra pump before a workout. But both of those products, 40% off, part of the larger summer kickoff super sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com with top-selling, top-rated products like Bodies, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin B12 Ultra 12, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield X3, Nascent Iodine, all of these products and more. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the summer kickoff super sale, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, more news when we get back from this break.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity And then there's mass sterilization that's already taken place. And cutting off all the major energy sources is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get real.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle. That's a transitory thing.
Is infrastructure fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are conservatives bad, Mommy? Because I thought we were supposed to conserve things.
The border is closed. The border is secure. The border is closed. The border is secure.
United States protect.
Details on that, Jackie. You're going to have to let me get back to you on that.
Who will be held accountable for this? This embarrassment.
Again, I take full responsibility.
And we are stronger economically than we have been in history.
Ah, yes, the Biden administration. The worst of all time. The worst administration in the history of the United States of America. And is it really even close? I don't think it's even close. All right. Now, this is not the first time the mayor of Chicago has bragged about how black his administration is in skin color. And so he's taking the opportunity again, given this special occasion of Juneteenth. And so here he is bragging about it. And, you know, I wasn't planning on playing the game, but since he wants to brag about how black his leadership in Chicago is, we'll play our game. If you're a regular listener, you know what the game is on the other side. But here he is bragging about the skin color of his administration and really how there's no whites, because that's really what's to be celebrated here in clip 10.
All right, here we go. One, two. All right, let's give me another one. All right, I think we got it.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
The blackest administration is what he says in that photo op. No white men allowed. Keep the white men away. We're not interested in white men. Okay, so let's see, guys. How is the black leadership doing in the city of Chicago? We weren't going to play this game. But since he's bragging about how black the leadership is, well, let's go ahead and focus on black leadership in Chicago. But it's not even about black. It's about Democrat, really, is what it is. It's the Democrat leadership. They want to make it all about skin color. Okay, on this Juneteenth celebration. Go ahead, guys. Okay, over under how many shot and killed in Chicago this weekend? I'm going to say 40 shot, 7 killed. I'll probably take the over on shot, the under on killed. Over under 40 shot. What did I say? 7 killed? Ooh, 71 shot, 9 killed over the weekend in Chicago. We are doing good in Chicago, aren't we? We are doing just fine. 71. That's got to be a high for the year, guys. That's definitely the high. I think that's the high we've had for our over-under game, isn't it? Yeah, the crew agrees. That's the highest we've had for our over-under game. Look, I don't mean to make fun of this. It's a terrible situation. And by the way, most of that, the majority of that is black-on-black violence. So it's black people that suffer the worst from Democrat Party leadership. It's also a gun-free zone, we should point out. It's a gun-free zone. But there's your Democrat Party leadership, which Mayor Johnson wants you to know is all black. 71 shot, 9 fatally. So we were close on the amount killed, but man, I mean, 71 shot, that's going way over. It's a Juneteenth weekend. It's only going to get worse. It's what happens in a Democrat-run city. Video shows New York police dragging illegal immigrant rape suspect from hiding under a car after citizens' arrest. Yeah, the citizens are having to make the arrest now after the illegal alien Biden border crossers rape people. Now the citizens have to go and take matters into their own hands. So that's nice. The migrant comes into this country, rapes women and children, and then the citizens have to do a citizen's arrest. Another Biden rape. Like a bad dream. Police say 12-year-old found dead in North Houston Creek was strangled, seeking two persons of interest. What is going on in Houston? You know, we talk about Chicago a lot, New York a lot. Houston is bad. Houston is in a bad way. You know what all these cities have in common? Democrats. Democrats running the show. Transgender suspect at large following double homicide. Perpetrator considered armed and dangerous. Not a loving trans during Gay Pride Month. Should just say, hey, I'm exonerated. It's Gay Pride Month. Don't you know? Don't you know? All right. This is disturbing. This is not the suspect at large, at least I'm assuming, not the suspect at large. This is a gentleman that pretends to be a woman that does trans content for kids on TikTok. Are you disturbed as I am from clip 17?
Hi, friends. Today we're going to talk about something super important, what it means to be transgender. It's a big word, but I promise that it's easy to understand. Ready to learn? The first thing I want you to do is close your eyes. Now think, do you feel like a boy, a girl, or a little bit of both? Do you have your answer? Great. Now I want you to imagine that everyone keeps telling you that you're something else, even though in your heart, you know who you are. Wouldn't that make you sad inside? People who feel like this are transgender. And if you're not transgender, oh my God, it's super easy to be friends with someone who is. Let's take our imaginary friend Theo, for example. One day you notice that Theo starts wearing girl clothes instead of boy clothes. And then they tell you that they want to be called Luna instead of Theo. This is so exciting for our friend Luna because they finally get to be their true self. And if you accidentally call Luna by their old name, make sure to say a big sorry and that you'll do better next time. As you can see, transgender people are just like you and me. They're our friends.
Mm-hmm. Again, this guy does content for kids. Any red flags here? Transgender content for kids. I'm sure it's all fine. I'm sure it's all normal. Isn't that the same guy that goes to the restaurants, guys? Like, I'm pretty sure that's the same guy. I don't know. I don't want to say all trannies look the same. Can you say trannies? I'm not trying to say all transgenders look the same, but isn't that the same guy that goes to the restaurants and gets offended when you don't call him ma'am, even though it's clearly a dude, like dude's Adam apple, dude's draw line, dude face, dude body, just dresses like a girl? Have you had the surgery, bud? Have you had the surgery, bud? I feel like, yeah, it's the same person, crew confirmed. I feel like you should not be allowed to call yourself transgender unless you've had the surgery. You need to have it chopped. You need to have it chopped. You don't need to get the implants. This person gets millions of videos targeting children on TikTok. Oh, but no, oh, we don't call for bans on TikTok because people like this go out there. We call bans for TikTok because you can't control the narrative on wars, but not for children's content talking about trans sex. I think if you really want to be taken seriously, then you need to have the chop. So if you haven't had the chop, I do not respect your pronouns. If you haven't had the chop, I do not respect your gender identity. I think that's fair. And I think we'd all feel a lot more comfortable if you did get the chop.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
A Trump $500 bill. Maybe it should be $1,000. Actually, it should be $1,000. But this is a real proposal. I don't know how real, but it's Republicans. Trump on the $500 bill. flurry of GOP bills honor ex-president Donald Trump Airport. Dulles International, should it be named Trump International? I'm not against it. A Trump $500 bill? You know, cash is almost defunct kind of organically at this point, even though actually, according to data, more citizens have cash holdings today than ever before. Now, part of that has to do with all the cash that they've pumped into the system, but people are hoarding cash. They're hoarding cash. So I guess it's not totally defunct. So you've got a bill to have a $500 Trump bill and renaming Dulles International to Trump International. They've also pushed a bill to give Trump the Congressional Gold Medal for his foreign policy successes. All of this, of course, angers the Democrats. And so maybe that's why we should just do more of it. The Trump 500 bill. Trump on the 500. I'm down. I'm down with that. All right. How could the Just Stop Oil climate cultist psychotics make themselves look even worse? Blocking traffic, attacking people, just being generally obnoxious, ugly, going after works of art. This might be the most offensive yet. Go ahead and roll clip 16. They went and vandalized Stonehenge. Climate change activists spray orange paint on Stonehenge. Can you believe that only a couple people tried to stop them from doing that? They should have been tackled and beaten. These punks. These selfish, liberal punks. I'm so sick of these punks, man. And they don't even know a damn thing about the science of climate change either. And then, I mean, one of these is an old man. One of them is a young man. Just Stop Oil. Spray Stonehenge with orange paint. You bastards. A monolith of human history. One of the wonders of the world. One of the wonders of archaeology. One of the mysteries of our past. To be shared and beloved and appreciated and observed by all. And you selfish punks. And you jerks want to go spray paint it orange. You absolute psychotics. I hope they spend time in jail for this. And a lot of it. I don't even live in the UK. I've never seen Stonehenge. But it kind of brings all of humanity into it. And these people want to make it about themselves and vandalize it. Go to jail. You punks. And spend a lot of time there. Enough. Enough. Just Stop Oil needs to be stopped. It's so bad that even the leftist prime minister, Rishi Sunak, says Just Stop Oil are a disgrace. That's how offensive this deal was. And last week, they spray painted the King Charles portrait. I don't even like King Charles. In his demonic portrait. These people are just selfish, disgusting, immature punks. And somebody should have tackled them and pinned them. And this poor little lady has to go at it alone, trying to stop these selfish, psychotic punks from vandalizing Stonehenge. What kind of damage are they going to do to a monument next? It's always the left. It's always the left. Christian Studio eyes culture wars challenging Hollywood. These are the people that did The Sound of Hope. And they're pushing back against Hollywood's wokeness as they see it. A Utah-based movie studio behind last year's huge breakout film, Sound of Freedom, trying to fill in that gap of a Christian void or a right-wing void in Hollywood. You also have Mark Wahlberg, Mel Gibson doing a similar thing. I think they're setting up shop in Nevada. So, you know, Hollywood has definitely gone downhill as far as the quality productions that are coming out. And it's not to say that liberals can't do good entertainment. It's that they can't do any entertainment without forcing their politics into it, which then makes it unconsumable for most people. They just can't leave their politics out of anything, because no matter what they do, everything is political. No matter what they do, no matter what job they have, career path, whatever, they're always a political activist now. And I'm sure that's the type of people that go after Elon Musk. Elon Musk reveals 2 assassination attempts in past 7 months. He says 2 homicidal maniacs have tried to kill him in the past 7 months. How much you want to bet they're liberals? How much you want to bet? And he's commenting on the latest flub from the Biden administration. Remember the deal? The Biden administration, I forget the numbers, guys, but it was like hundreds of millions of dollars for electric vehicle charging stations, and then they built 9. And so it ended up being like, okay, the crew just got it in my ear. $7.5 billion for EV charging stations, and they built 7 charging stations. So, I mean, I'm not very good at math. I think that's more than 7. I think that's, okay, 7 divided by, that's $1 billion per charging station. Yeah, you got into the wrong industry. $1 billion per charging station. Similar here. Biden's $4.25 billion rural high-speed internet plan gets stuck in red tape, not a single home connected 3 years after enactment. Well, at least you got a electric vehicle charging station, even if it cost you $1 billion. This was $42.5 billion. Not a single line has been laid. Not a single home has been connected to the internet. Where's the money? Where is the money? It's all a boondoggle. It's all money laundering. It's all Democrats paying off their friends in the corporate world. Billions of dollars. Don't you wish you were in on the heist? No, you wish it came to an end. That's what you wish. That's what you really wish. Louisiana becomes the first state today to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in public school classrooms. How do you feel about that? I'd like to require the Bill of Rights to be on display in public classrooms. I think that would be probably a good idea too. The governor behind this says he's looking forward to the lawsuits, by the way. Have you guys seen this heat wave propaganda? It's like the COVID propaganda. And now all the main news stations have the heat wave index in red on the bottom line, and they're monitoring the temperatures everywhere. And it's like 95 degrees is the hottest. It's like 95 degrees in New Mexico. Oh my God, heat wave. I'm missing something here. It's been 90 degrees in June for my entire life. I remember the first summer I spent in Austin. I grew up in St. Louis. We still got 100 degree days. Might have been a little more rare than in Texas, but we still would get 100 degree days. I remember the first summer I lived in Austin in 2016. It was like every day in June was 100 degrees. So what is this? What is this heat wave panic of 90 degrees in the summer? Am I missing something here, guys? Seriously, guys, am I going crazy, or has it not been 90 degrees in every June of your life? So I'm just not getting it. I'm not getting the heat wave panic over 90 degrees. But they're going to tell you it's from climate change and you need to turn off your AC because the grid can't handle it. All BS. All right, another InfoWars War Room's in the books. We'll take a 21-hour break, and we'll do it again tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.